Before he tore his ACL in November, Tucker Kraft was on pace to be an all-pro, a top four tight end on a per-game basis. The market is pricing him TE5, betting the knee comes all the way back. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was 8 games of a breakout, 32 catches for 489 yards and 6 touchdowns, 14.6 a game, the number 4 tight end per game when he played, though the injury left him at TE24 in total. The signature was a 7-catch, 143-yard, 2-touchdown game against Pittsburgh in week 8, weeks before the knee. On a per-game basis, he was elite. The arc is straight up, 5-6 a game, 9-6, and then 14-6, a third-year leap into the position's top tier, cut short. What the data says, both sides, honestly, the per-game rate is genuinely exciting, but two things make it hard to bank. First, it's 8 games. Second, his touchdown share, 30%, 6 scores in 8 games, is a top quartile rate that regresses. The 14-6 was partly touchdown fueled, so the TE4 rate is real talent, but not a clean repeat even at full health. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the swing. Kraft tore his ACL on November 2nd, but he says he'll be ready for week 1 with no snap limits. His coach calls him right on schedule and a big focal point, and he's declared himself the best tight end in football when healthy. The talent and the role are there, the knee is the question, and ACL returns aren't always linear. The price? Pick 86, the 5th tight end. Verdict, watch list, an ascending top-tier talent with a defined role priced about at his per-game rate, with a torn ACL and a touchdown-inflated sample as the two big unknowns. The counter for him, if the knee is right, a focal point tight end at TE5 is a value, and the reports are glowing. Against, you're paying a near-starter price on an 8-game sample and a recovering knee. The talent says buy, the uncertainty says watch. September watch, the knee, snap count, and explosiveness early, and the touchdown rate, where 6 and 8 games won't hold its pace. Your guys every week, next previews queued.